earlier this week, you had the governor of North Dakota, you had the state superintendent, you had, I think, the lieutenant. A number of people went up to Williston to talk about the situation when it comes to the public schools. I don't need to remind you that there's been a couple of bond referendums votes. They've got 58.whatever% of the vote, but because of state law, you still don't have a new school. You don't have a new space up there. And I want to touch base with the school board president of District 1, Joanna Baltus. Joanna, thanks for taking time for me this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time Friday morning. I've got to ask you the question that we threw out to everyone else that's been on the show so far. Do you have a favorite concert that you've been to?
So I just went to Red Rocks in Denver this summer, and I saw Lyle Lovett for the first time. And I have to say, it was one of the best concerts I have ever been to.
Really?
It was absolutely Yeah, he is such a great entertainer. And he's not someone that I would probably listen to all the time, but he puts on a fantastic show. He has this huge band that he brings with him of guys that he travels with all over the country. And he's got this backup singer that is just like the best soul singer you've ever heard. And he's hilarious. He's a funny guy. So it was a beautiful setting. It's outside. And
yeah,
it was fantastic.
Sometimes those venues certainly add to the experience as well. And there is something to be said where, because I've been to a couple of concerts, like, well, I know who they are. And then you go there and you're just blown away. Like, this was very fun, very entertaining. Lyle Lovett, that's the first I've heard that artist be thrown in there. So I appreciate you taking time to
put it my way.
So let's talk about what's going on, the unfortunate situation that I think Williston, and it's not isolated to Williston, but I think it's the most pronounced in your area when it comes to school construction and what needs to be done. Earlier this week, the governor came up your way, and Joanna, correct me if I'm wrong, but this would be the second meeting this year alone, because if I recall, you and others went to the Capitol earlier this year to talk about this. Has there been any progress in your opinion?
Well, I mean, it was certainly helpful to have the governor here. You know, I think anytime he and the lieutenant governor, you know, show up in the same place, it causes a lot of news and people start paying attention. But yeah, I mean, people out here definitely are focused on the school issues. We are drastically, you know, over-enrolled and under capacity for all of our buildings. So the discussion on Monday was really how, as a county, all the districts could try and work together to ease the issues. But, you know, ultimately, still the big problem for us is we have to be able to pass a bond to be able to build schools. And you've got to pass with a 60% supermajority. And we were at 58.7% in January, and I think 58.5% in April for the vote. So, you know, well over a simple majority, but just shy of that supermajority. So it's very, very frustrating to continue to have to go back to the voters and lose by such narrow margin.
Well, and the margin, yeah, it's 2%, but I mean, we're talking 50, 60, 70 votes is all. So when you put it into that, I mean, you have overwhelming support in your community to build a new school, to have new space for the overcrowded issue. And yet, because of something that's beyond your control, there is nothing to show for the overwhelming support that your community has shown. And I think that's just one of the most frustrating things, Joanna.
Yeah, you just feel like you're being held hostage, you know, and then you hear some of the legislators in Bismarck that say, oh, you know, your community doesn't care about schools, so why should we help you? You can't pass a bond. And that's just not accurate. You know, the vast majority of people in the Williston area do support schools, but, you know, we have a very small district, and so our property taxes are disproportionately higher than they are throughout the rest of the state. You know, in Fargo, I think there was a $115 million bond last year, and it might have been the West Fargo district, but it costs their taxpayers $15 for every $100,000 of residential, you know, house value. Here, a $60 million bond costs people $215. So it's just a huge difference in what people are paying, and that's the frustration that some people have. Now, people that are frustrated still vote for it and still want, you know, to get it passed. But, but losing by such narrow margins is incredibly frustrating because there's a lot of work that we want to do with the district, and having to constantly focus your attention every couple months on going back to the residents for another bond referendum is really not the way we want to be spending our time.
Well, and those referendums aren't just free either. I mean, there's a lot of work and time and resources that go into those. And I'm going to touch back on something you mentioned, and you can feel free to duck, dodge, or dive out of the way of this one. You mentioned a legislator saying, well, geez, if your community is not supportive, why would we give you more money? I hope that if that is a legislator representing Williston, that word is getting out how short-sighted of a comment that really is.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Our legislators are definitely working really hard to try and educate, you know, people around the state. I can't remember where that particular legislator was from, and I certainly don't mean to call anyone out. I just think that I don't think that there's a sense of understanding for legislators that are not in this part of the state of how much what happens in Williston really does affect the rest of North Dakota. You know, as you know, we're the number one producer for sales tax. You know, our four-county region out here produces over 50% of the revenue for the entire state. And all that revenue goes to benefit everyone, no matter where you're living. Most social services are funded by oil and gas production tax revenue, and we're the ones that generate it. So if oil and gas production tax revenue drops off because we can't sustain good growth and development out here because we don't have good schools, that really does affect the rest of the state. So I hope the next time we are in front of legislators, there's more of an appreciation of that, and that maybe we should. There should be something maybe a little bit different that happens in Williston, recognizing some of the factors that are at play out here. You know, we're not asking, even if we were able to get the law changed so that it was a simple majority of 50%, you know, we could pass our own bonds. The sales tax referendum that we tried to get passed this spring, there was a legislator that talked about, oh, you're just asking the rest of the state to pay your bills. And again, that is absolutely false. Like, we are the ones that are generating the huge, vast majority of the sales tax revenue. All we're asking is, can't we use some of those funds to build schools? You know, we're the ones that are generating it here. So,
well, and Joanna Baltus, our guest, she's a Williston District 1 school board president, joining us talking about the situation when it comes to Williston area schools. And you're absolutely right. And for those thinking, well, geez, you know, Williston, that oil patch is just asking for so much, has no idea where really a vast majority of state funding is coming from. It's coming from you. In the northwestern side of the state. And so when I sit back and I look at this, and I'm going back to the school district here, I think there's three options, and there might be a combination of two or all three of them. I mean, we just had a discussion about the legacy fund. I hope people understand that the legacy fund's coming from the oil and gas development, which is from Williston. But as we talk about ways to utilize that, a big thing that's been coming in has been, well, you got to invest more in education. I agree with that. So that's one option. You can have lawmakers put more money back that way. Number two, when we talk about Williston being unique, which it is, allow you in that area to keep more of the revenue that's coming out of there. And then I think the third option that we've alluded to is get rid of that 60% supermajority that you need to pass a bond. We always hear about local control and how great that is. Well, then the state needs to get out of the way. Do you have a preference of those three?
Well, I honestly think that there's something to be done in all three categories. And I'm glad you mentioned the 60% supermajority because, you know, we are only one of six states left in the entire country that have that supermajority rule. You know, it's Washington, Oklahoma, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, and West Virginia. You know, do we really want to be one of the last states that still requires that kind of a supermajority for school bond elections? I mean, imagine if legislators had to get a 60% for those that they wanted to pass. So I definitely think that's something that should be looked at. I do think that the legacy fund should be seriously considered for education funding. The thing is called the legacy fund. So I don't know what more of a legacy you could possibly have by providing the best education possible in the entire country. And we could do that here in North Dakota. I do think there's been some progress made on the operational funding side and the funding formula. And North Dakota does do well when compared to other states, but I know they could do better. But really, the capital construction issue is still going to continue to be a huge issue across the state, not just for us, but for any district that is in a huge growth situation. And we know we're going to be considered having huge growth for the next 10 years. This isn't something that's just going to stop. We're not going to stop building schools in 1 or 2 years. So I think that setting aside money, not touching your principal, but setting aside money to provide for grant opportunities for school districts to apply for, to be able to build, I think would be a fantastic use of the legacy fund. So you're right. Oil companies are contributing to that legacy fund. They pay higher premiums than any other place in the country for production and drilling. And yet they are not getting the benefit in the communities where their own employees are actually working. So I think that's something that I hope industry actually starts making some noise about, is that that money should be coming back to the schools. Because right now we don't get a share in oil and gas production tax revenue. It's deducted off of our state aid, so we don't get to keep it. And even the money that we do get, I mean, we got $1 million last year. That doesn't even come close to building a school from oil and gas production revenue. So I think all three categories should be seriously looked at. And it's not a drastic, you know, these are not drastic changes. These are really kind of taking into account what the economic picture is for the state of North Dakota and what we're doing out here in Western North Dakota.
Well, Joanna, I mean, you nailed it. I think Williston's lucky to have you as a school board president out there, because it seems very level-headed, everything you just threw out there. I mean, it's not just earth-shifting changes. I think there are small things that could be critiqued here and there that's going to make a big difference. Joanna, anything else before I let you go this morning?
Everything we talk about is kind of building fun, but we are super excited about personalized learning. We are really pioneering a lot out here in Williston. We have a great superintendent. We are about to open an innovation academy next year. We're refurbishing our old indoor pool building using our building fund since we weren't able to pass a bond. And we're really excited about that. It's an innovation academy for 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. It'll be the center of our personalized learning for the district, and we're super excited about that.
Well, very good. Joanna Baltus, I appreciate you taking time. Have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Joanna Baltus, ladies and gentlemen, Williston District 1 School Board President.